Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A House bill known as H.R. 5, or the so-called Equality Act, is a dangerous assault on women. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, members of the U.S. House recently had a hearing on this H.R. 5, so-called Equality Act. Now there's a companion bill for the same thing in the Senate side, and both of them are on a fast track. But there's so many aspects, Matt, to this bill. I want to focus today on the assault on women. And why is it an assault on women? It actually takes LGBT, sexual orientation, and gender identity, which is very subjective and can change from one day to the next, from one person's mind to the next, and it adds it to the protection of race in several federal statutes. And consequently, in doing so, it abolishes the significance of sex, of biology, of biological men and women. In that way, not only is it an assault on women because it undermines everything that women have fought for and worked so hard for decades to gain equality and equal rights, but also it puts them at risk.
Think about it for a second. What it actually has the effect of doing is removing the legislative intent behind the 1964 Civil Rights Act, Title VII of that act. It removes the significance of protections for women. It removes, effectively negates the word sex, which was intended to mean biological sex, which was intended to protect women against discrimination in the workplace, Title VII at least, and adds sexual orientation or gender identity in that place. Well, gender identity means that sex is meaningless.
It's meaningless. So it's like, for example, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. One of the reasons for that law was because of the longstanding discrimination against people of color, particularly black Americans. And that particular law included the fact that you cannot discriminate on the basis of race. Now, if race has no meaning anymore, if someone can subjectively think that they're another race even though they're not, and therefore be protected as another race, it would abolish the distinction and the reason why the act was passed to protect people from discrimination on the basis of race. The same thing is true here because it keeps the word sex, you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex, then it adds sexual orientation and gender identity. And if gender identity, which it is just a product of your subjective statements, then the protection also that it was designed to do, protect discrimination against women because of the fact that they're women, is no longer meaningful anymore because a man can just simply become a woman from a legal standpoint by saying so.
Right. It totally invalidates the reality of the physical creation of men and women. You know, that can't be denied, but it validates how people perceive men and women. A man can come in and say, well, I'm a woman. So, you know, for example, let's talk about sports. You know, Title X was created to ensure that women had equal access, the same opportunities as men in sports. Well, now you have men.
And that's why you had, for example, typically you started off with men-only sports.
Right.
Men's baseball in colleges as an example. And the women couldn't compete on that, and so the women didn't have the ability to have sports.
Because there's physical
differences, yeah. So that law came in and said, we need to provide opportunities for women. And so schools, if they're going to have a baseball team for guys, they need to have a baseball team for girls.
Right.
And so you see all these girls now that are able to participate in sports because of that discrimination that had happened for years. Now you've got the guys who aren't able to make the cut, perhaps, on the guys' team, And they decide now, I want to go and be on the girls' team. And they are able to do that under this particular law.
Right. You've got, I mean, men coming in saying they're women and trying to compete. Then you've got women that are going to lose their scholarships, their titles, their records.
There's only so much
as
that
well
you can
as
provide
security,
for that particular
it's
scholarship.
It's a safety. I mean, you've got this, for example, this fighter, this MMA fighter who's a biological man, came in, was fighting against a woman, broke her eye socket.
And she was one of the top women MMA fighters in the country.
I mean, that is just,
his name was Fox.
That's
crazy. And the female fighter said she had never experienced anything like that, the kind of strength that he had. Well, of course, he's a male. But so it does worse than just remove protections for women. It affirmatively discriminates against women. We've seen, for instance, the Olympic Committee now saying they're going to allow men who are gender confused and are pretending to be women to compete in Olympic sports. They have just demolished women's sports.
Gabriel Ludwig, he's 50 years old.
I know, he decides to go back to college and play
basketball.
He decides
to go back to college because, hey, he's having a midlife crisis or something. So he goes and he attends Mission College in Santa Clara, California in 2012.
And he's huge.
He's 6'6 and weighs 220 pounds.
Competing with women.
And he wants to now, because he's not going to be able to make it on the men's team.
Right.
So he wants to, because of his size, 6'6, 220, he now wants to join, and he does join, the women's basketball team.
Can you imagine him falling down on top of another woman? That would just crush her.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous, especially in the combat sports. You mentioned MMA. You think of boxing.
What, a weightlifter?
Football, you know, rugby, all of these contact sports. This exposes women to danger of serious physical injury, and it's not just could be. It's already happening, as well as powerlifting.
By the name of Laurel Hubbard, a biological man, won the Australian International Women's Competition in 2017. Hubbard, 39, lifted 591 pounds, nearly 20 pounds more than the woman who won the silver medal by lifting 572 pounds. She would have been the gold medalist.
Let's think about how many years she trained to win in the
and
women's
some
division.
Guy
and
comes
some man
in,
comes along and lifts 591 pounds. That is
he
so
robs
unfair.
Her.
Yeah.
He robs her of the pinnacle of...
That's
so
nuts.
So think about it. So in the workplace, it exposes women not where they were supposed to be protected by Title VII. It now exposes them to systemic sexual harassment in any workplace that has restroom facilities or even showering facilities.
Yeah.
Now men who just subjectively say, I'm a woman, fully biological males, can expose themselves, can submit these women to sexual harassment, which is what it is.
Now, let's look at this Gabriel Ludwig, this 50-year-old who went back to college and joined the man who joined the women's basketball team. They take overnight trips because they do competitions.
Right. They use the same shower
so
rooms,
where do they go?
The same locker rooms.
They put all the girls in the hotel room. Mm-hmm. Where are they going to put this man who says, I'm a woman? So this 50-year-old male can demand to sleep with this young 20-something-year-old college student. And that college student, if she complains, she'll be the target of discrimination. You're the discriminator. You're the bigot. The school can't do anything about it.
The school has
to throw its hands up. In that particular case, the school has a crazy policy to do this. But this federal law would require it. You wouldn't have a choice.
In all 50 states.
And this applies, by the way, to churches. So if you have overnight stays, say, for example, you have an event, a New Year's Eve event, for example, and you want to have a place for young people, and you're bringing them there for some gathering at your church, and you want to keep them there so that they're off the streets, and then they're going to stay there, and you got places in your church, or you're on an overnight mission trip, whatever it might be. You've got to let the boy sleep with the girls if the boy says that he identifies as a girl.
Right.
Because to not allow it would be like racial segregation, because this puts it at the same level as race. It puts women at risk. It invades their privacy. It undermines everything they've worked for years, decades.
There's nothing equal about this bill.
No, and it says it's the Equality Act. It has nothing to do with that. You know, these people that create these things, they come up with this language that whenever you see the very radical come up with a piece of language like pro-choice, it's anything but choice. They name things exactly the opposite of what they really are. This is not equality. It's inequality. It's dangerous. It's an assault on women, and we need to stop it. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org/HR5, to learn more about this and make your voice known. We're asking people to contact their U.S. senators because I believe that's where we can stop this bill in Congress. lc.org/HR5.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.